My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin makes phone contact with the old Belinda. Will that upset the new Belinda? Listen and enjoy.
That might be your girl.
That's my girl.
Okay, but it might not be the person you're talking to now.
Oh, it's clearly not,
it's
Joe.
It's not. She has no idea what's going on.
Settle down, Sherlock. We all figured that out.
I'm just trying to emphasize that.
Sure you are.
No, I am.
No, it's clear. It's clear that the person who I had the connection with has not been in the loop for the past month.
But what I preface, maybe I misunderstood. The whole thing was, would you make contact with the person that you were speaking with, currently talking with?
No, I said Belinda.
Belinda. Well, for all facts and purposes, the person you're talking to now, this new person, is going under the auspices of Belinda. Is that true?
The person who I'm talking to is the girl I video chatted with, who we had a connection, and you could hear, she was genuinely happy to hear my voice.
She was.
Right.
And she was genuinely happy to hear me. She didn't know we were having problems, even though the past month has been a bunch of BS.
But right, but what I'm getting at is this. It's not the current Belinda you're talking to.
Oh, no.
You're trying to make inroads. See, I thought the whole purpose with a call was to make a call, eventually get a call with the Belinda you're talking to.
No, there's multiple Belindas. The purpose is how long can we keep the scamming syndicate going without paying money? That's the whole purpose of this.
But here's the thing is... She did sound really happy to hear from you.
And the day before, whoever I was talking to, probably the dude, would not say she loved me. She said, I love you.
And unprompted.
Unprompted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it goes to, I think there was a connection of some sort with this person.
Yeah.
This person did want me to talk to her.
Yeah.
This person did enjoy my company. This person also realized, uh-oh, I screwed up.
All of a sudden, did you hear the screeching of brakes?
Yeah.
When she realized, oh, there's some shit going down I'm not aware of.
Somebody should have told me.
Somebody should have filled me in.
I hate when people change plans at the last minute, Joe.
Lisa says, where are you going to register? In the chat. I'm not really sure of everything that she was saying to you towards the end. That was a little hard to understand. So when she
it was hard to say, but basically the gist of it was, can I call you in 2 hours because I'm cooking for Grandma?
Yeah, I heard that.
Which immediately happened after I hit her with, we're having problems.
Yeah, yeah.
She was fine.
She was like, all of a sudden, oh, shit, she hung up.
Which goes
like,
to the point, she needs, who's ever been handling my account, she needs to confer with them.
They got a powwow.
That being said, I think we've established that on some level, she did like talking to me.
Yeah.
Because that sounded genuine to me.
Yeah.
Just like it sounded genuine to me when we heard her laughing on the video chat.
Yes, yes. When she giggled a little, then I was like, oh, it sounds like her now.
Yeah.
I was the video chat girl.
Like Mutt from Catch the Pigeon. That's who she laughs at. But we've also established that there are, as we've been surmising, there's multiple people in play.
Oh,
and the face of Belinda, the face, has been written out, because either one of two things we've been guessing on this, either they are afraid that she's getting too attached,
yeah,
or they just want to end it because there's no money coming.
Right. Well, Charu says she had to go confer with her boss.
Yep. Of course.
Yeah.
And the boss was not I.
No.
All right. So how do you think I play that?
I'm guessing that you call back.
Okay. But how do you think I played that? Do you think I handled that conversation well?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was right to the point. And then you could, I mean, because you got a genuine reaction because she was so surprised.
She was completely taken off guard. Well, which also means that the guys have not mentioned to her that I might call again. And they're probably kicking themselves. Why did we give her stupid's phone number?
Well, Trucker Tom says she was excited to hear from you. Then why didn't she recognize your voice at first?
Because we haven't talked that much.
Right.
Remember the last time we video chatted was February?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like February or something. Maybe, and we're talking May now.
Yeah, maybe she's talking to other people, too.
That's very possible.
You know, so she wasn't sure, you know, which New York Jew voice is this I'm talking to?
But I got to think, and I have her Skype account. Like, I see how many contacts she has. So I got to think, she doesn't have any other contacts with this account. So I think I was an experiment that has gone, because remember, I'm
horribly, horribly wrong.
I'm the millionaire who's got the money, who's getting divorced. So they went all in.
Yeah,
on
but
me.
How many, I'm being silly, but seriously, how many New Yorkers has she got on the hook that she didn't recognize her voice right away?
You know what? Like I said, it's been months. The connections are not great.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably, you should. I mean, you can make, but listen, we talked to Flory all the time, and she never knew who the hell I was.
Now,
we woke her up in the middle of the night.
Flory didn't know who Flory was. Exactly. She was lost.
But, yeah, I mean, there is that. I think she's scamming other people.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'm the only one, but I think
I'm glad that you do know that.
But
what do you want to do?
Oh, I'm going to run away to Ghana, Joe. I got the airline ticket. Why not?
You have her phone number. But
yes, I
you
do,
don't
Joe.
Have it. But if you try to contact her, you're going to get, by email or how you're corresponding, you're going to get this new person.
Well, let's see what's going on. Mm. I think I've raised the game, though.
Because you're going to have to, if you want to keep corresponding with her, you've got to kind of come clean with what's going on.
We'll see what I do, Joe.
Right?
We'll see what I do. That's what makes this a bit fascinating. So then I Facebook chat with Belinda.
Okay.
The one you spoke to on the Belinda.
Who knows, Joe? I'll read the conversation.
And then we can
you
speculate.
Make your judgment. Who am I to judge? So she responded May 17th. I understand this is responding to something else that I'd said the day before. I understand, but the hardships I'm going through is too much for me to handle. You called me, right? Joe's eyes are crossed.
No, somebody called you and let you in on something. You got a call, but not from you. You got something to go. You go.
So the girl,
listen. He called me. Stupid called me. You got to here. Look,
we're at DEFCON 3.
Yeah, there was a call. There was another call, but it wasn't from you. It was from the next hut.
And this guy, he can't fathom that I spoke to the face, that I spoke to the girl.
Right.
He thought he wrote her out. There'd be no more conversations. He's blown. Because clearly she goes, listen, I said 2 hours. Get your ass here. Stop playing checkers. Get that bone out of your nose and get your ass home.
Jesus.
We have a situation, as Pip said, code red. And he can't fathom. You called me, right? I mean, so if there's any doubts.
That the person writing is not the person you just spoke to.
And here's where you threw the thing, because now they're very cut and dry, okay? You are rekindling as to how you've been, how, but this is a problem now because you've got the old world and the new world colliding.
Yes.
Think about like the way we love and the way things were. And but now you got cut and dry world. Well, you want to know some cuddly, cuddly world and cut and dry world have just met head on.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.